Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, EM Services is Singapore's first township management company. They have over 1,500 employees and 30 years of serving the community under their belts. Currently, the company manages 10 of Singapore's 16 townships, which covers approximately 700,000 HDB residential units and 9,000 retail and shop units.
But with that amount of work, attracting and retaining the talent needed must be a challenging feat. And what about the future of work and Industry 4.0? Have affected that in as well? Well, we'll find out from the CEO of EM Services, Tony Koo. Tony, welcome to the show. Describe this traditional industry for us, Tony.
Hi, my pleasure to be here. In the Singapore context, township management refers to facility management of common areas in HDB estates. Common areas are like common corridors, void decks, sheltered walkways, HDB open and multi-storey car parks, parks and gardens, town centres, hawker centres, playgrounds and fitness corners, and other shared facilities.
Mm-hmm.
The scope of management covers not just operations and maintenance, but life cycle planning, improvement and upgrading, residents' feedback and engagement, etc. In other words, we do what is necessary to help create a great environment for our residents to live, work, learn and play.
Sounds like a lot of jobs, Tony.
Yes, tough job.
What are the challenges the industry is facing or you are facing with regard to manpower?
Okay, mainly there are two: aging our workforce and low salary. Mm. On aging workforce, while we are able to attract enough young talents to join us, we are not able to retain them long enough. About 45% of our young talents who join us fresh from poly or uni will leave us within 3 years.
Mm.
On salary is not attractive enough as compared to the sexy technology industry. Let me give you an example.
Mm.
My son, who is in the second year NUS, he was offered 3 internship jobs, one from the major local bank, one from a large accounting firm, and one from a local tech startup. The local tech startup pays twice the accounting firm and almost Ooh. 3 times that of the bank. Guess where my son is working now.
Dad, you've got to, you know, offer him quadruple or something for EM Services.
Well, tell us, what are some of the misconceptions, Tony, about that people may have of this particular industry that you're in?
I think the misconception is that the industry is boring, low tech, no career progression, long hours, complaints nightmare, lack recognition, etc. This is a pessimistic view. I would urge all of you to look at this industry in a very different light. Our township is world-class. Many countries come to Singapore to learn about our design and how we manage our townships. People who work in the industry are the unsung heroes. Our towns are clean, green, safe and convenient. Things work in our township. More than 80% of our population live in HDB. If you don't get it right, the daily lives of 800,000 families can be affected. So for a start, let's give these people some recognition. The salary, the technologies, the career progression will take care of themselves once people know the work they do is meaningful and, more importantly, appreciated.
What do you think EM Services can do, though, Tony, to reimagine this talent management challenge that you have? In order to deal with the multi-generational workforce and employee expectations, first you've got to combat that image that you were talking about, the misconceptions that people have.
Yes, that's right. So what we do is, recently we conducted an employee engagement survey to find out what their expectations are. It is clear from the survey that different generations have different expectations.
Give us an example. Yeah.
For example, baby boomer generation, those aged between 55 and 73, places great emphasis on teamwork within the organization. In addition, they also value benefits they receive. They are very hardworking, competitive, not afraid to put in extra effort in work. Hence, they also expect to be recognized and rewarded accordingly to their accomplishment. Generation X, those aged between 39 and 54.
Oh, that's me and Bernard. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on the borderline over there.
Okay.
Yeah.
What are we expecting, all the workers in that generation?
Okay, so you guys, needs to have clear expectation at work. You also put emphasis on teamwork. But unlike the baby boomers, you look for work-life balance and more flexibility.
Got it.
And for the younger one, what we call the millennials or Generation Y, between age 23 and 38, they are more family-centric. Hence, they expect to find family at work. They value good work relationship, but they can also be very goal-oriented. They are tech-savvy. Hence, physical work environment also plays a big role in their retention as they rely heavily on technology to perform their jobs better.
Oh, so the facilities need to be there.
Yes, that's okay. Right. Mm, that's okay. Right. So the office environment, you know, need okay. to be hip, okay. open concept, that sort of thing.
Do you have examples about what Generation Z might like to see?
Yeah,
even younger. Yeah.
Yeah, Generation Z are those age 22 and below, mm-hmm. although we don't really have many of them, but they are known to be the most tech-savvy, like the millennials. They are plugged in 24/7.
Mm. You
know? They are also what we call the budding entrepreneurs. They want to be entrepreneurs, you know, but they can be great employees as well, provided we are able to motivate and provide them with some financial security at work.
Right. Mm. So the multi-generational talent management is going to be challenging. Everyone has sort of different expectations,
yes,
right, Tony? How are you going to tackle all of that?
I think the way we're going to tackle it is technology is disrupting everything from cleaning to security to design. And what we want to do is to have the workforce that have an open mind,
mm-hmm.
all right? And then an innovative culture where whatever challenges that come to them, they will be able to face it and have a long life, so-called learning attitude, and able to self-learn. I think this is the most important characteristics that we
right.
need. Built in our so-called workforce in order to face so-called the challenges.
Yeah.
Well, we're talking to the CEO of EM Services, Tony Koo, who is with us here in the studio. Well, Tony, we mentioned about technology a while ago, the dreaded or the favorite topic that we talk about. How else are you using technology to attract and retain younger talent to your traditional industry?
Okay, I think as a company, we are using technology to do quite a few things.
Mm.
I think technology is seen as sexy, and hence we want to use technology to do part of our work. For example, when our property officers go and do roof inspection, currently we are using drones to do roof inspection.
Right.
You know, it's safe, save a lot of time, and then also it is a lot of safety involved.
Mm.
You know, so that's one. The other one is we are also using apps to take photos for some of the works they've done. So these apps automatically take photo and then, you know, it sends out to our so-called facility management software,
sure.
and it automatically processes the works order.
Sure.
You know, so all these are, we are using technology so that to make their work a lot easier. And then, you know, they are not so-called bogged down with so-called all this administrative work.
Mm.
But I think, you know, they will feel that those work they are doing are much more productive.
Right.
And more meaningful.
So there's a workplace analytics provider, Engage Rocket, that you've chosen. Why did you choose them to help you out in this regard?
This Engage Rocket that we have chosen, in fact, to me, is a very forward-looking young startup. As a company, we support local startup, and I just love the energy and enthusiasm of the two co-founders, Chitong and Dorothy. You know, they are innovative. They use technology to gain insights into our survey data. But I think more importantly for us, with these insights, I can design our work environment, our work processes to develop a culture that's centered around our people so as to attract and retain talents to serve our customer better.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. We obviously know that this is an ever-changing industry. I mean, even your real estate industry is ever-changing as well. So how is EM Services keeping your workforce future ready to kind of take on the challenges that's rapidly changing in your industry?
Yeah, I think I mentioned earlier, the real estate industry in general, and more specifically our facility management industry, is undergoing a major transformation.
Mm.
Technology is disrupting everything. You know, the only way for us to keep up with that changes, again, is to have a very open-minded and innovative workforce that embrace lifelong learning and continually do self-learning. Recently, we opened a so-called EM Learning Center where we built a culture in service, customer service, innovation, and lifelong self-learning. This is how we intend to keep our workforce future ready.
Mm, so you allow them to go for classes outside of their work hours?
Oh, yes.
Oh.
Yes, yes. In fact, we allocate like 4% of our revenue for training.
Mm.
And then now we have developed so-called micro learning on video, where our staff can access all this learning material online, anywhere, anytime.
Mm, yeah, better than going to class for, you know, 3 hours yeah. after work kind
yeah,
of thing.
Each video is only like 3-4 minutes because
yes.
the attention span of people are getting shorter and shorter.
But we all know that there's a positive impact on employee engagement, community you serve, when you provide a better workplace or better work environment for your employees. How are you hoping to do this at EM Services?
Oh, yeah, I think, we believe that, you know, a happy employee makes a happy customer, you know, hence we are using invest in people analytics to better understand how our people feel. And in fact, what we are doing is we already practice what we call live healthy, work happy, work safely, live happy in our current environment. We organize health talks frequently for our staff so that they live healthily. We have food days and explain in a side note on the foods what benefit each of these food bring. And on safety, we reinforce repeatedly the importance of safe work practices to everyone. We roll out safety campaign to all staff and conduct onboarding safety classes for our business partners. Safety affects not only the company and the colleagues, but most importantly, the family. So everyone in EM is family.
Tony Koo is CEO of EM Services. Tony, thank you so much for coming today.
My pleasure.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.